Thank you for joining us. And now we want to talk to you about our God-centered concept discipleship series that we have been promoting for a very long time on this show. Here is the book, Victory in Seven by T.S. Wright, the God-centered concept discipleship series that teaches you what real discipleship looks like. This first book will simply get into the foundational process. Make sure you go to Amazon.com and order your copy right now.
Welcome to the show that combines biblical truth, discipleship, and the calling of spreading revival. Now your host, T.S. Wright.
Hello, everyone, everywhere. Pastor Bob Thibodeau here. Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast. Man, it's been a while since I said that. Praise God. I am your host for this episode of the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with my special guest, the regular host, is Scott Wright. Praise God. Scott, I'm so blessed that you could join us today.
Hey, you know it's a blessing to be here, and we're going to have some fun, fruitful discussions, and, amen, you know, we're popping on there. Now you guys know what the S stands for in TS.
That's so. Right. Amen. Praise God. Well, as I said, it felt so rejuvenating to be able to spew that out automatically. You know, I mean, I've said it for 1,700 episodes almost. You know, it was just, just flows. You know?
Amen.
I'm here as the former host, to interview your current host. And, Scott, I just appreciate this opportunity to come back on, say hi to everyone again. It's just a blessing to be back here with him again today. And I know we're going to have a good conversation. Amen. Well,
you know it, man. Hey, we always did. 75 episodes that when you were the host that I was on. Amen. Kind of should set the tone for this one.
Amen. And everybody's wondering, 75 episodes? Yeah, that was over the course of about 4 years, But, out of almost 1,700 episodes. So it's not like he's the only person I ever talked to. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
But Scott, I wanted to give your audience a little background on you that they may not have had the opportunity to dive into the way we did throughout all those episodes. Because one of the biggest things that just hit me when we first started talking was your heart for discipleship.
Amen.
And, discipleship is about making disciples, not followers of you, but followers of Christ.
Amen.
Okay. And I want
they don't need to be following me. They need to follow Christ.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah. You follow me, we're both going to go off the cliff.
Exactly. I mean, that's just, that's the blind leading the deaf. I mean, it's
just... Amen. So, but I wanted you just to take a few moments here to share, one, why you wanted to create this discipleship series that you have, and two, how it is designed to bless the people who take part in it.
You bet. That's awesome. First of all, great question. And here's the thing. Back in 03, 04, the Lord gave me a series of visions. And honestly, I didn't know what I was looking at, to be honest with you. I remember writing them down, talking about it, thinking, hey, I guess this stuff's going to start happening. You know, nothing happened. Well, nothing started to happen until 2016. Okay. And I always joke and sort of jokingly, like, God had a lot of stuff to knock out of me. It's like an old rug. You got to beat it. I needed him to beat that stuff out of me for a while. Right. Amen. Before I was ready to do that. But I had in college when I received Christ my freshman year in my dorm room, April 9th, 1992, just a really short time after that, the following semester, I'd transferred to a different school. I got heavily involved with Campus Crusade for Christ. They are the gurus of discipleship. I mean, they are their models. And of course, it's now known as crew.org. And that's really where I cut my teeth and learned what real discipleship looks like. And so anyway, in 2016, comes back that number, the Lord called me to start writing. And so I just started writing. And I wrote a book, never got it published. I tried, it didn't, things didn't work out. It's kind of weird. And finally, the Holy Spirit just told me, just stop. Okay. I just got you started. Don't, You don't need to go that far yet. Yet was that word. And so we're not there yet. So anyway, 2019, the Lord cast another series of visions about really reaching a lot of people. And I was like, Lord, I'm ministering to three. I'm going to reach a lot of people, really? I mean, you know, I didn't think anything of it. And then in 2020, met and married my now wife, Tina. And then afterwards, the following year, I started, the Lord really started pressing me to really dive into some certain aspects and certain material. I had done a lot of theological study, like systematic theology and all this kind of stuff. Things he had led me to way back in the early 2000s. And I had, I'd almost went to seminary, to be honest with you, even though I didn't officially go. Then here, I really dove into a lot of stuff. I did a whole year long study on marriage. I did a whole, like, where it came from, all the roots and all this stuff. I mean, more than anybody would ever want to know. And then the seven ages of the church, which you and I have covered that at incredibly long lengths. And we're only scratching the surface of that. We've the temple, and there's so many aspects of Matthew chapter 13, which kind of gets into your Red Letter Crusades. And we've had a lot, there's a lot of areas the Lord has led me in to really dive deep into his word, but also to dissect so people could have understandings of this. And this is kind of where this discipleship comes from. And so all of this, the God center concept was born, which is really what everything is preluded on. You know, even now that I've taken over the show, the Kingdom Crossroads is now brought to you by the God center concept.
Amen.
You know, so that's, we say that this God center concept, GCC, as I like to call it, is a series based on discipleship. And what it is predicated on is that we have, and the Holy Spirit gave this to me one night about 4 a.m. And it was funny. I woke up and I just felt him impressed on me to get that on paper, to get that down. So I just grabbed my phone, typed it all in my notes real quick, and then went back to sleep. And it's based on 4 standards. And it's embracing the truth, cleansing the heart, fixing the eyes, and carrying the message. And so the 4 books, which have already been written, 3 of them have been written, and I'm writing the 4th one now. Everything encompassed in discipleship is those 4 things. You've got to have all 4. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, somebody may layer it a little differently, but it has to have those 4 components. And then there has to be accountability embedded in that. Amen. There's got to be accountability. So all of that said is what builds discipleship. And this God-centered concept series is that way. So what we have is we have 4 standards. Each one will have 10 lessons. Hmm. It has 10 lessons. And then we actually are now developing a prelude. And I was telling you about this, a prelude to the God-centered concept series called The Gospel Is.
Amen.
As a matter of fact, you'll see something eventually coming out on the God-centered, thegospelis.com, as we now have that URL. And so it's under construction right now. We haven't developed it. So if you jump on there, there's not going to be anything in there. But that is going to be the prelude. And what that is to help develop a grassroots movement. So we're going to do a grassroots movement. We're going to start in the location that I live in now. And we're going to work on coming to different parts of not only the country, but there are some spots we've even thought about going over and doing this at other locations in other countries. And that is to plant disciples, just like churches plant, you know, organizations do church planting. Mm-hmm. We're going to do discipleship planting.
Amen. Amen.
And so what we're doing is now, and this is the part, and I don't even think I've told you this yet, but here's what we're going to do. We are now going to start getting, we're going to be going to different churches in our area. And of course the church that I go to is already on board with this. And we've been praying over it. I prayed with a few of the pastors with it, and we're really trying, and they're helping me find people, in our church, but I want to find people in these different churches that want to make disciples. Amen. And we've got a location, a restaurant that we're going to do once a week, every morning. And we'll do a 15-minute lesson that'll be recorded to to be put on the podcast. Oh, yes. Who knows? We may even film on there one time and put it on here on this TV show.
Amen.
That we're going to be on as well. And then for 40 minutes, we're going to have a lesson based on the gospel is. So, and they're going to be based on the seven parts that come out of Revelation chapter 3, verse 18 through 21, which is our foundational message for the God-centered concept.
Amen.
And we'll be teaching on all that. We'll give you everything you need. We will equip, and here's the deal. We can equip you in 40 lessons how to train and get people and disciple people. And get yourself discipled, and then you go and disciple others in 40 lessons. We can do that. Amen. Eventually, we're going to develop online courses. And as we travel to these places, once we start developing them, then we'll do like a once a week meeting where we're training and they're learning. So the leaders are learning and understanding how to do it. And then they just continue to develop. And the goal is multiplication,
yes,
which is the That's model right. Jesus left us.
That's right. Amen.
Guys, discipleship is the heart of the gospel. It is.
Yep.
So,
yep.
And that's how that all came about. And of course, in 2023, as you already know, God called me to start podcasting. Mm-hmm. And I haven't thrown that in there yet. And that's when the numbers of reaching other people started coming in, like he had told me to reach, that I was going to reach the multitudes.
Amen.
And then in 2025, you approached me with this. And as soon as I took this over, a week later, we had a TV show. I mean, it just, and now I got TBN that's publishing my books. Yeah, just so you guys know, TBN's publishing the books. And as this show's airing, the first manuscript is being handed to them. So yeah. They're,
amen.
Yeah,
amen.
So we're ready
and
to go.
That's what's amazing is what Jesus can do so much if somebody will just take that first step.
Amen.
You know, I mean, once they take the first step, suddenly a door opens.
Yep.
Then you go through the door and then you see all this other stuff that from the outside looking in, you didn't see anything. It's just a wall with a door. And Jesus just saying, come on, come this way. Come on. Once you step with him, I mean, he's now in charge. A disciple is what? A follower.
Exactly.
That's all it is, right?
Yeah.
Following his lead. You know, I say without going into all the details on it, the rabbis, when they finished their rabbinical training, they needed disciples, right? So they go back to the Bet Talmud where the boys that were now 12 graduating from their school, they're now eligible to be taught how to be a rabbi. They need a rabbi to follow.
That's right.
So the rabbi who just got baptized as a rabbinical priesthood, he needs followers. Where's
That's
he going
right.
to go? Back where these boys are looking for rabbis. Right?
That's right.
Because a rabbi who's just out by himself, he's just out for a walk.
That's right.
You know, he doesn't have any followers. You know, so the whole point in discipleship is followers, making followers. And you got this set up where it's a natural progression from one step to the next, step by step. You know, amen. Amen.
Amen.
It's definitely the Lord leading this.
Amen.
And it's amazing to me how, you know, I just put the blurb out there, you know, anyone interested in taking this over? I mean, you were like 20 minutes later, the Lord said to me, and now this email comes.
Yeah.
So it's always amazing to me to see how Jesus moves everybody around to accomplish his purpose.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And he does.
Amen. And this discipleship program that you've put together, I mean, I would say it makes so much sense, but my tagline is, it's not supposed to make sense, it's supposed to make faith.
That's right.
You know, so.
It is. Amen. And, you know, of course, the way it's, you know, layered out, you see the teacher in me come out.
Yeah.
I always kind of wondered, Lord, you made me a teacher and a coach and, you know, because that's
what's
what
a rabbi.
That's it.
Teacher.
I mean, you know? That's what we do. So,
amen.
We
that's
teach,
your calling.
And, exactly. And so we're messengers, yeah, and we're teachers, and you know, we're diving into a lot of different topics. But this particular topic, and you know, I love talking about the seven ages of the church and all those things, and those are great. Yeah. They're a great lead-in, But discipleship is the key.
Yeah.
It's the grind. And that's the thing that I believe. And this is one thing I wanted to say is that one of the things that people struggle with discipleship is that it takes time. Mm-hmm. It's an investment in the kingdom.
18 years for a disciple to become a rabbi.
Exactly. I mean, it is. And it's an investment, you know, and the Lord is calling. Look, the Lord does not call us all into full-time ministry. I'm not saying that at all.
Right.
But he calls all of us to be discipled. You are called to be discipled. You're not, hey, there's no one that gets to escape that. So you are being called to it. You can disciple people right there in your neighborhood. You don't have to travel to faraway lands. And I promise you, and I'm going to kind of tap on a little something he just said earlier. It's not supposed to make sense. It's supposed to make faith. If you start praying for God to teach you how to be discipled, he'll lead you to do this. And then on top of that, if you start asking him, say, Lord, I want to have people that I can minister to. I'm not sure who. You just start asking. I promise you, he'll open your eyes to who that is. And he'll start bringing people into your path that you can either lead to Christ or you can disciple. And so it is. Discipleship is the heart of the gospel. And I think it's so lacking today. And I understand now why God called me to do it.
When I first went to Jerry Savelle's Bible school, back when it was a physical location, way back in the 90s, we had a discipleship class. And you were required. I mean, if you're going to be in a ministry, you got to learn to witness to people. And that was not my calling. Okay, I was not this energetic, outreaching personality, man. I was an introvert. So for an introvert to walk up to somebody,
introvert,
some stranger, that's right. Amen. For an introvert to walk up to someone they don't know and say, hey, can I talk to you about Jesus? That just was not me. Okay. You know? But you had to turn it right down. You had to talk to at least one person during the week about Jesus and write their name down on a card and turn it in for credit. Right. Well, like I said, I struggled with that. And one day I was standing in a grocery line, and you know how it is. There's one cash register open, and you're standing there, and the cashier is trying to check people out. And you get the one person who can't find their money, and they're going through their purse and all this stuff, you know. And everyone's like, oh, geez, old Pete. But then I noticed every person that walked up there, the cashier would say, what? Hi, how you doing today?
Exactly. Right?
And then, you know, the old lady, well, you know, arthritis in my back, and I got to go see the doctor about this hip and all this stuff. And everybody in line is listening to this whole story. And then it dawned
on
me.
Look on them.
This could be my out to get credit for this class, right? Because the cashier's name is right there. Because I tried talking to the people on the street, you know, and yeah. Well, can I get your name? No. And they'd walk away. I just wasted 7 minutes of my time. Because I can't even put their name down. Well, this is my out. What can I do to break the ice and start talking about Jesus? So that's where I came up with, and I started doing this from that point on, and I still do it to this day. Walk up, hi, how are you doing today? I'm blessed, saved, going to heaven, and enjoying the ride along the way. How about you? All right? And when you get another believer there, they look up, ooh, that's good, me too, you know? And now you start talking about Jesus, right? Everybody in line has to listen to the conversation, right? And if you get one that looks up like, huh? You got a live one on the line now. Now I get to minister about Jesus. And she can't go anywhere because she's got to check me out. And everybody else in line gets to hear all about Jesus.
Amen.
Right? And when I leave, I just wrote down Sally at the grocery store. Boom. Credit for the class. Got to practice ministering to people. And that's how I broke that introvert personality. And to this day, you know, I'll see fellow pastors I haven't seen. Like, hey, how you doing, Bob? I'm blessed, saved, going to heaven, enjoying a ride along the way. How about it's just an automatic response.
Amen.
And that's how I got into discipleship.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. So, I mean, And understanding that, hey, people are hungry. And I'm going to say right now, and I just tell you this, I believe the reason God put me off for a while, or kind of gave me the visions, but then put me on ice. And that's what I tell people. He put me on ice is what he did. I said, the reason is because the message, it wasn't for that time.
Yeah.
The message is for now, because here's what's happened. And I'm just going to say this in world events, with all the stuff that's went on with the wars and the craziness of society and all the crazy agendas and idealisms that have all faded, don't work. People realize that they're starving for a message. And this whole thing that's happened with Charlie Kirk, I believe, has opened a door for a revival unlike anything we've ever seen. And you and I have talked about that. Mm-hmm. I felt like there'd be a few trigger moments. I think the Charlie Kirk assassination is one of them.
No pun intended.
Yeah, exactly. I think it has opened a door and paved a path for a massive revival. Some people say, well, it's happened now. I said, it's not what you, it, trust me, it's there. I said, but it ain't the level that it's going to be at. And then I said, something else is coming. And I believe that discipleship has to be there, because as people receive Christ, they got to be discipled.
Amen. Amen.
And so that's where we're going to be stepping in. And we really want to reach the masses, which is what the Lord has put on my heart. And that's what we're going to do.
Amen. Well, as we're just about out of time, tell us how people can get in contact with you.
Well, you guys know the show. Go to our website, godcenterconcept.com. If you want to be a sponsor, we also have the godcenterconcept.net, which is a flyer that shows you kind of our roadmap and everything. And it's really for sponsors, but anybody can go and look at it. Amen. And the books are going to be coming out in around January, February this next year, in 2026. That's when the first one's going to come out. And then our goal is to have Lord willing, not going to say a total prediction or say it's definite, but our goal is to have all four books out by the end of 2026.
Amen. Amen. Well, Scott, it's been a blessing to have the honor of coming back on and hosting this podcast. You can have it back, though. It was fun, but I got to go on.
Yeah, amen. Well, hey, we always welcome you back, my friend. And
amen.
I love and having our fun discussions, our fun, fruitful discussions, as I always say. And so I'm just glad that you were able to jump on here and do this with us again.
Amen. Praise God. Be blessed, everybody.
Amen. Thank you for listening to the show. And this week, we want to give our big shout out across the pond to London, England. You guys have been a major supporter of the show, The Kingdom Crossroads, and we want to thank you for that. We want to thank you for everything that you have done and continuing to build our base there in London, with more and more downloads and more people listening to our show from London. We ask you to continue to spread the word about our show, as well as let's start reaching more people for Christ, and let's start seeing if we can put discipleship at front and center in making disciples in London, England. Again, we thank you for being a part of this community, and at some point, we would love to come over there and to be able to work with you to help you and bring the God-centered concept over to London. We thank you again for the support of this community, and we again ask you for your continued support in spreading the word and helping this show grow. Thank you so much, London, and God bless you, and we pray for you that God will continue to use you in these amazing ways, and that God will continue to expand his word and the gospel right there in London. Thank you so much, and God bless all of you.